Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 13th day of the month of Shvat. Today is day 494. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We continue to pray for their swift return home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Menachem Goldberger of Congregation Tiferet Yisrael in Baltimore, Maryland, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Goldberger fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Acheinu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Goldberger will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shulim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach Lecholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. After that, a treat, as we always get when we have Rabbi Goldberger on the call, is a world-renowned, incredibly beautiful and meaningful, soulful niggun tune for Kabbalah Shabbos. I always request, I always ask for Rabbi Goldberger, and I'm grateful that he will once again treat us with his beautiful niggun. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavot, with great honor, Rabbi Goldberger.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. It really is a pleasure and an honor to be once again back on the Tehillim call. And for those people who went away for yeshiva week, maybe returning now or just getting back from warmer places, it brings back a memory. My wife and I, several years back, went to Miami for yeshiva week, but we didn't realize that it was yeshiva week. It was unintentional. And on the way back, we were on a Southwest flight, and just about the entire flight was the Baltimore Frum community. I felt like I was in shul on that airplane. Hope everybody's well, and of course, may our tefilos be Yizuchus, Ezras Hashem, that Hashem should free all of our people who are being held hostage and help them immediately to come into freedom and give strength to them and their families and protection for all of them and for Achayalim and their families. And may we see a Yeshua Gedola for Klal Yisroel, and a complete downfall of our enemies, Hashem Yivorech, Esam of Hashalom. This past week in Parshas B'Shalach, there are a few psukim which always kind of grab my attention. Bnei Yisroel is right in front of the Yam Suf. They've left Mitzrayim. And behind them is Paro, chasing them down with his army. And the Midrash says that on both sides was the Midbar with Chayos Ra'os, dangerous animals. They were totally hemmed in, and they were terrified. So what do they say? First is Vayitzak al Hashem. They cried out to Hashem. And this, of course, was a very great thing that they cried out to Hashem in their distress. And then right after that, they say to Moshe Rabbeinu, were there not enough graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to bring us here to die? Didn't we tell you it's better for us to leave, to be in Mitzrayim, than to leave and go out into Midbar? So Moshe Rabbeinu responds to them, but if we take note, we'll see that he does not answer their questions. He doesn't say to them, he doesn't respond to them and say, this is why I took you out of Egypt, this is why Hashem took you into the Midbar. What Moshe Rabbeinu says is, Al tira'u, do not be afraid. Hisyatsu uru'u es Yeshua's Hashem, stand, and you will see Hashem's salvation. I think one way for us to understand this is that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that their complaints were not really complaints. They were afraid. They were simply afraid. Moshe Rabbeinu understood this, so he didn't see it fit to respond point for point, but rather to address the real issue, which was their fear. And he said to them, don't worry, don't be afraid. Hashem will take care of you. Hashem yilachem lachem, atem tacharishun. He will fight for you. Just stay here silent. God will take care of you. It's like a parent whose child comes in crying and they have all these things to say, but the real thing they're looking for is a hug and an embrace and comfort from their parent. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did in his wisdom. He got through to the essence of the matter and embraced them and comforted them and gave them strength. If we move forward to this week's Parsha and Parshas Yisro, I think we see something similar in a different vein. Right before Kabbalah HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up and Hashem says to Moshe, you know, go tell the people about how special they are. I lifted you up on wings of eagles. And I brought you to me. And if you listen to my words, then you are to me an Am Segula, a precious, treasured nation. You are Mamleches Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh, a whole kingdom of Kohanim and an entire holy nation. What did Hashem say here to Moshe Rabbeinu? He was saying to tell the Jewish people that the main point of this event, of Har Sinai, is getting the mitzvot in order for us to be in a relationship. That's the whole purpose of it. And Hashem wants us to know, right before Matan Torah, how special and dear we are to Him. That's the Yesod HaDover. That's the really crux of the matter. And Hashem says, V'avi eschem Eloi. This is all about bringing you to me. All these mitzvot, all these halachos, which are holy, and we're all responsible to do them, but they have a purpose, which is to bring us into a relationship. The Ramchal writes in his Sefer Derech Hashem, in Chelek Aleph, Perek Dalet, that the shoresh of all avodas Hashem, the source, the main point of all service of God, is for a person, is Hayos Ha'adam Pone Tamid Laboro. For a person, I'm first going to say it this way, to turn toward Hashem, but I think that that's not strong enough. It means to face Hashem. Hayos Ha'adam Pone Tamid. Face God. Be in a relationship with Hashem. The whole reason for all of these mitzvot is the relationship with Hashem. My tefillah for all of us in this special Shabbos of Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, the Aseres Adibros, the Ten Commandments, is to always know inside of our mind and our heart and our soul that all these actions that we do are meant to bring us directly into a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the great heroines of our time, Agam Berger, recognized that in her days of captivity and inhumane circumstances, and she connected to Hashem in those times of great and horrible distress, as did so many of our people who were just released. If we read what she came to and her Shabbos and keeping Yom Kippur, being able to say to her captors, I don't cook on Shabbos, she connected to Hashem in the midst of her exile, of her tortured existence, she connected to Hashem. And so did her mother back home. They got the point. They understood what it was all about. May we be zocha, all of us, to be able to understand that all of these miracles that God did for us and all of the mitzvot that He does for us and that we do for Him are lihiyos ha'adam pone tamid la'Hashem, to be face-to-face in a real relationship with Hashem. Kein yihi ratzon, may it be for all of us, u'l'chol Yisrael. I'm going to proceed now with the saying of the Tehillim. We'll start with Tehillim Chaf, which is chapter 20. Lamanatseyach Mizmor LeDavid Yancho Adonoi Biyom Tzara Yisagevach Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Komin Chosecha Velastucha Yidash Nesela Yitain Lecha Kovavecha Lecha Atzoscha Yimalei Narana Vishua Secho Vishem Eloheinu Nirgo Yamale Adonai Komishalo Secho Ato Yodati Kihoshia Adon and Nishicho Yaanehu Mishme Kocho Bigaburos Yesha Yimino Ela Vorecha Ela Vasusim Vanachnu Vishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema karu benafalu, vanachnu kamnu vanisodod. Adonai hoshiyo, hamelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Chof Gemol, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo esor. Binos deshe yarbitzeni, amei menuchos yinahaleini. Vashi Yishoveth, Yancheini b'magvei tzedek l'ma'an shemo. Gam ki eilech b'gei tzamoveth, lo iraroha ki ata imadi. Shiftecha u'mishantecha heima yinachamuni. Ta'aroch l'fanai shulchan, neged sorurai. Tishanta v'ashem roshi, kosi rivayah. Achto v'chesed yudufuni, kol yimei chayoi, v'shavti v'beis Adonai, v'yorech yamim. Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lama alos esto einai el hehori me'ayin yavo ezri, ezrihi me'im Adonai osei shomayim ba'oretz, Ayitein lamod raglecha, ayonum shomrecha. Hine lo yonum v'lo yishon, shomei Yisroel. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tziyucha ayad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yoreach baloyla. Adonai yishmorcha mikorocha. Yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor, seiz halolecha, me'ato v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hama'alos, mima amakim krosicho Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli, tihi ano aznecha kashuvos. L'kol tachanunoi, im avonot tishmoryo, Adonai mi ya'amoid, ki imcho aslicho l'ma'an tivorei. Ki visi Adonai ki v'sonavshi, l'idvaro hocholti, nafshi l'Adonai mi shomim laboker, shomim laboker. Yachal Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed v'harbeim ofidus, v'hu yivtet Yisrael mikol avonosav. Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maskil David v'hiyoso v'amoros tefila, Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanon. Eshpoch lefanav sichi, tarasi lefanav agid. Visateif alai ruchi, vata yodata nisivasi. Borach zu haleich tamnu fachli. Habet yaminu re'ei, ve'ein li makir. Avad monos mimeni, Ein doresh l'nafshi. Zalakti elecho Adonai. Amarti ata machsi chelki beretz hachaim. Hakshiva arinasi. Kidalosi ma'od hatzileni merodifai. Ki amitzu mimeni. Hotzia mimasker nafshi lahodos eshemecha. Biach tiru tzadikim, ki sigmal alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzara uvashivya, homdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom irachem aleim biyotziyem, mitzara liravacha, umayafela la'ayra, Umishibuli Gaula Hashtabagala Bizman Kariv Dinamar Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. This is the Mishabeah for our Chayalim. Mishabeirach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yivareches Chalei Tzvagon Al Yisrael V'Anchei Kochos HaBitachon Omdim Al Mishmar Artzeinu V'Arei Eloheinu מגבול הלבנון ועד מדמר מצרים, מן הים הגדול על דבו הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר וים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו, נגרפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו, מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברוך ויצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד בר שונאינו תחתיהם ביד טרן בחסד ישוע ובעטרת ניצחון. וקיים בוהם הכסף וכי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם. להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. Yishabach for the shuyim, for our precious Yidden who are being held in captivity. Misha Berach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aharon David Shlomo Yivarech Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Ne'edrei Tzavo Hagon El Yisrael U'Shavuyo Es Kol Acheinu Hanesunim B'Tzara U'Bashivya Bavur Shekol HaKol HaKadosh Hazem Yispaleo Bavuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'yotziei Mechoshach V'tzamaves U'motzoseihem Yinatek Mimitzukoseihem Yoshiyem V'yoshivem Mehera Lechek Mishpachoseihem Yodu L'Adonai Chastov Niflosa Livnei Adam V'kiyam Bohem Mikra Shekasuf U'fuduyei Adonai Yeshuvun Uva'ot Zion Berina, V'simcha Solom Arosham, Sason V'simcha Yasigu, V'nasu Yagon Vanocha, V'namar Amen. We'll say the Mishabeach for the Cholim, and I'll pause so everybody can insert the names of Cholim. Mishabeach Avoseinu, Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aharon David Shlomo V'yivareich B'yirat Pe'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachazimam L'raposam Lachazikam Lachayosam Yishachmahem Meirufu Shleim Yineshamayim L'ramach Eberehem Mishasogideihem L'chodereyem L'chogideihem B'sof Shar Chole Yisroel Rufu Atai Nefesh Rufu Atagus Hashto Bagola Uvizman Karif Benomar Amen. Rabbi Herman asked me to sing Mechadodi, which I'm honored to do, and he even brought me joy because he told me he was visiting recently in Eretz Yisrael in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and they sang it there on Friday night in their davening. I was very happy to hear that. Lecha dodi li kras kala di da 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 di da 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 pene shavos neka hamela di na vai 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 lecha dodi li kras kala di 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 da 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 pene shavos neka bela shamar v'zachar v'dibur achad Ishmeyanu kel hamiyuchadayon, diriram vaylam hayyon, Hashem mecharushimu lechal shen, ulisifer eres velisilam, ahay, lechadodi, likaras kalala, Penei Shabbos nekahavila Dirayrayram badayrayray diriram Diriririram vayram Dindarayrayray diriram Dirirayrayram vayram Bohi v'shalom ateres pala gamberina v'tzahalai Diriram vayram Hay ay ay tochemune am sugula bavichala 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 Shabbos makis ahay lechadodi likras kalor penei Shabbos nekamela diray ram da 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 di ram. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Happy Tu Bishvat. And a good Shabbos when it comes.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldberger. Beautiful, beautiful Devar Torah and Niggin. And the only unfortunate part is now we all have to wait until Friday night. And just hope that the Baal Tefillah, the Chazan, uses your beautiful Niggin. And now I'm ready for Shabbos. Thank you so much. We look forward to having you back on the program. Amir Tisham, please God, in the near future for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program. Tomorrow, on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, physics, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. With the OU, this is Naftali Herman. Wishing you a wonderful day.